This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain is set for a new chapter Friday after securing a hard-fought post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union, as EU envoys awaited a briefing on an accord reached only after months of torturous negotiations. The country will now not tumble off a trade cliff edge come January 1st, avoiding a mountain of tariffs and quotas. But major changes are inevitable as Britain definitively quits the EU's single market and free movement with the bloc comes to an end after nearly half a century of integration. Hundreds of lorries arrived at the French port of Calais Friday as authorities scrambled to ease a bottleneck in Britain, where thousands of drivers have been stuck for days after France imposed tougher coronavirus rules. Christmas celebrations have been scaled back around the world because of the COVID pandemic, but the World Health Organization says that's the way it needs to be this year. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
At the Vatican, midnight mass had to be held earlier in the evening to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. curfew. There were only 200 people carefully spaced inside the massive St. Peter's Basilica, the same at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. The World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Hundreds of millions of people are today making great, heart-wrenching sacrifices by staying apart to stay safe.
He says it's a slap in the face to healthcare workers and first responders for people to ignore the health warnings and congregate over the Christmas holiday.
We must not squander their sacrifices.
COVID-19 has killed more than 1.7 million people around the globe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
If you'd like to know more about these or any of the news stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. The United States is about to complete its second week of coronavirus vaccinations with about 1 million inoculations, mainly among healthcare workers and elderly residents of nursing homes. Mexico became the first Latin American country Thursday to launch a COVID-19 vaccination initiative. Officials say Chile will immediately start inoculations of healthcare workers after receiving the first shipment of its 10 million dose order of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine Thursday. Also Thursday, Costa Rica was preparing to vaccinate two senior citizens in a home near San Jose, while Argentina received about 300,000 doses of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. Malian opposition leader Soumaila Cisse has died of coronavirus, his family and party said Friday, after being held hostage for 6 months by jihadists earlier this year. A family member told AFP Cisse, quote, died in France where he had been taken for COVID-19 care, end quote. He was 71. Russia's growing role in the volatile Central African Republic was in the spotlight this week after Moscow dispatched military instructors following a rebel threat to disrupt Sunday's elections. Moscow has led a diplomatic and financial offensive in the deeply troubled nation since 2018 in return for concessions given to its companies to exploit the country's mineral wealth, especially gold and diamonds. Montenegro's government is shutting down its national carrier, burdened with mounting debts that left it dependent on state subsidies. Procedures to shut down the company, which employs about 360 people, would cost around $61 million, and the Minister of Investment said should begin, quote, as soon as possible. He also said the tiny Balkan country would aim to get a new carrier off the ground in the next 6 to 9 months. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is set Friday to correct statements he had made in Parliament related to a political funding scandal that has also cast a pall over the current premier. Abe apologized Thursday for repeated false denials that his political funding group had subsidized cherry blossom viewing parties for his supporters in possible violation of the country's strict political funding laws. Japan's longest-serving leader denied he had known anything about the payments, maintained innocence, and pledged to work to regain public trust. The apology came after his secretary was summarily indicted over the issue and fined 1 million yen. Syria is accusing Israel of waging a rocket attack on Christmas Eve night, with residents reported seeing missiles in the skies over Beirut. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.